Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.
Monster RX93.1 presents TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning, folks. It is a Monday.
A Monday, once again, the cycle of life, and everybody complaining about the heat.
Yes, they were saying, oh my gosh.
And it's weird, like, I hear so many people saying that it's the hottest summer they've experienced, but... You know, I was asking Baby Will, who's super into like weather and all that. Apparently, hindi naman siya record breaker. We've had harder years, but
maybe it's the humidity.
But I swear, it feels like it is. Like it's the hottest I have ever experienced. Or maybe, you know, our memories are short. So,
or maybe it's because we have nothing to really compare it to at the moment.
At the moment,
because we're feeling it now. So. We know that previous summers have been hot, but we don't really know if it's comparable to this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe we've had a couple of summers na relatively milder.
Yeah.
Kaya parang like, kunyari.
But I don't know. The past few ones, I guess because we were stuck at home.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
That's what Baby Will was saying. 2020 was supposedly a really hot year. But I was thinking that was the pandemic. The start of the pandemic. Maybe we were too busy worrying about...
Maybe we were just at home.
We
didn't really leave. We went to shop for the essentials and went back in our houses.
Because I was thinking if you were stuck in your house, you would feel the heat. Like it would be so warm.
Well, I mean...
Well, not your house. A house.
If you're in a condo...
You live in a condo kasi.
You're not going to feel it.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not going to feel it.
But if you live in a... In a house.
But were you like in your house the whole time?
Yeah. Most of the time.
You weren't in your condo at all?
Well, we would just to feed the cats.
Yeah, but usually that would be during the hottest part of the day.
Because you know that the difference is in a house, you can literally feel the heat of the ground because you're so close to the ground.
Yeah.
And also
the roof,
the hierro. Yeah. That just emanates heat like anything. But yeah, I've been seeing a lot of tweets and posts.
Yeah.
This is the hottest I have ever experienced. So it's really
punishing. it was crazy. I was in Subic on Saturday and I was taping. And the aircon was on, but I was sweating profusely.
Yeah.
And they kept having to retouch me. I was like, what's happening? I'm not normally like this.
I'm not always here.
They're like, because you have a full suit on and it is hot AF.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but so today we've got our top 10 for you, courtesy of Jeds to the Max. Thank you for the topic. Hashtag Binabawi ang Kilig.
Ay.
And okay, in the romantic sense, alam mo yung parang like your crush or your boyfriend, girlfriend, jowa, manliliga, whatever, they do or say something that on the surface seems like, kilig. And then something happens later on and you're like, ay, binabawi ang kilig. Or in a non-romantic sense, it can be somebody na family, friends, office mates, they say something, tapos bilang may konting...
Parang turn off.
May konting balik at the end. Yeah, that's true.
Parang, okay,
Let's give you some examples. Ha. Binabawi ang kilig. Nag-message si crush. Sabi niya, are you free Friday night?
Ay.
Pero ang kasunod, may friend ako eh. De-date ko sa'yo. Feeling ko bagay kayo.
Sayang.
Like, alam mo yun, yung... He's being really nice. He thinks of you, but it's not that way.
But he's thinking that he wants to set you up with his friend.
Yeah. Not for himself.
Not for himself. And, unfortunately.
Another example. Binabawi ang kilig. Nilapitan ka nung gwapo. Tapos ang sabi, excuse me, but did we met before?
Binabawi mo ba yung kilig? Or parang...
Lalong kinilig. Did we met before? I do.
Hindi pala kailangan ng Hermes bag dito. Rubber shoes lang pala. Okay na.
Ay, ano to? Sing sarap, pero di sing mahal.
Yes!
Binabawi ang kilig. Promoted ka sa office. Doble ang sahod. Woot woo! Pero nalaman mo, triple naman pala ang trabaho.
No.
Yeah, you get twice as much, but you do three times as much as you used to. That sucks.
But you still get a lot of money.
Well,
in the end of the day,
it adds up. It's true too. Yeah, I mean, if that's your only concern. Hindi, ako feeling ko lang kasi. Sometimes, the case is, as it is, okay, iba ang promotion sa raise, ha? Kasi I find it so weird sometimes. They're like, okay, you know what? You've been doing such a good job. I'm giving you a raise. But, okay, here are your additional...
Things you need to do.
Here are your additional... what's the word for it? The things that you have to do. There's a word for it.
Basically the...
Your additional responsibilities.
Responsibilities, there you go.
And then I'm like, that's not a raise then. I mean, a promotion, I get it. Because, you know, you go from a lower position to a higher position. And usually, yes, that will entail a raise. But also, more responsibilities because you're in a managerial position. Minsan kasi, you're just asking for a raise. It's like, you need to pay me more for what I'm already doing.
Yeah.
Gets?
Gets.
Look,
okay.
I've been working in your company for like 10 years and I'm still earning the same thing, but I'm doing a great job. I'm earning you a lot of money. You should give me a raise. Now, a raise is nothing changes in terms of your responsibilities. We're just paying you more.
Yeah.
As a reward. But sometimes when you get a quote-unquote raise, it's like, oh, but you have to do this now and this now and this now. And you're like, that's not a raise then. And if you're going to add more, then give me more than the raise that you're telling me I'm getting.
Yeah.
I get. So, yeah, that's really weird. I find it so weird that some employees can't give you just a raise. They have to give you more if they're giving you a raise.
Yeah, because they want, I guess they want more for their buck.
Yeah, more bang for their buck. That's the term. Why are you reacting? That's the actual saying. You get more bang for your buck.
More bang for their buck.
Yes. So, diba? Diba? So, that's what you want. Another example. When your mom says, eto ang pinakagwapong anak ko. ... na bumagsak sa geometry ng tatlong
beses. Shade.
What a shady mom.
Mother's shade.
I know, right? And one last example, binabawi ang kilig. Your husband remembered your anniversary and bought you a gift. Kilig, di ba?
Yes.
A new stove to cook his favorite food with.
Aw.
Parang si Homer Simpson. Remember that episode? He bought Marge a bowling ball.
Okay.
He plays bowling, Marge doesn't. So Marge goes, oh, a bowling ball.
What's this for?
Oh, what would I do with this? And then he goes, oh, you don't want it? Can I have it? That's his anniversary gift.
Hey, that's
his wife.
That's my dad's thing. For a while, he'd be like, okay, so we're going to buy you a new game console.
Yeah.
And the games that come with it are all racing games, soccer games. I'm like, Papa, where's Super Mario World? Where's, ano? Ah, later na yan. We'll give that to you later. But first, let's play this racing game. F1 something. Wala naman akong care sa mga racing games.
Yeah.
But that's usually the case. They'll buy something for you, but they have a hidden
agenda. It's actually for them.
It's actually for them.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Well, yeah, that's the usual thing. So basically anything like that, na parang sa umpisa, parang, ooh, this is nice. And then later on you find out, ah, hindi pala.
Mm-hmm.
So the top 10, binabawi ang kilig. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag binabawi ang kilig in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
Yes, let's say good morning to Amor, who wants to say hello to her boyfriend, John. You're the best, says Amor. Hi to Renz, and Renz would like to say belated happy birthday to Clara Tungol and Angel Rain.
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Hello
Hopefully you can come to the Philippines when
soon.
Yeah, because you know things are getting better.
Yeah. Hello to AC. Good morning to Jing. And Jing says, listening at Naia 3 while waiting for my flight to board. Store visit in Cotabato, Pagadian, and Zamboanga City.
Oh,
wow.
Down south.
Okay. Oh, wow. Sabi niya, perks of area manager. Tara, sama ka, Hazel. Okay.
Nux.
why didn't you book my flight then?
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. Hello to Not Isidro. Good morning to Jeremy, who says, good morning on my way to work. Thank you for tuning in and take care on the way to work. So that's it for the text line. How about Twitter? Saying good morning. Parang, how about Twitter? Okay, let me check. You know, some case. Hello to Juice Black. And hi to Melai Supergirl. Happy Fiesta, Alfonso Cavite, Nepomucene Parish. Okay, happy Fiesta. Hello to
Archer.
Fiesta.
Happy Fiesta.
Queen Anthony, Mama Juvie, Happy Pill, Moon Bules Girl. Hi to Ronaldo Quino, Legal Millennial, Antoinette Yu. And also saying hi to Randomain143, who created an account just to get some chismis on Twitter from us.
Ah.
Speaking of fiesta celebrations and stuff like that, did you go to the bonfire, Chico?
No, I wasn't able to.
Oh,
yeah.
But I was, you know, it was really nice. I mean, like, I think this is something that, because I do remember, I was just telling a friend about it, and then somebody texted me the exact same sentiment. Dati, manalo lang ng isang game.
May bonfire na.
And now it's finally happened. And you know, we've come pretty close. Remember that one year na medyo akala natin yun na yun?
Yeah.
But then it didn't happen. So yeah, it's super, it's great. Congratulations to UP.
Congratulations.
And
we're just so happy because, you know, this is something that we've been waiting for.
Chico, the last time they won was when you were born.
Yeah.
36 years ago.
36 years ago.
And it's just so cute how everybody was rooting for UP.
Yeah.
Even at some at the Athenians, I know, they were like, you know what? I kind of want UP to win also.
They deserve it. After 36 years.
That's true.
Years.
Yeah, so congrats.
Sabi nga ni Butter Baby, congratulations to UPMBT for the UAAP Championships after 36 years. Kasing edad lang ni Chico Garcia.
Yes.
Yes, so, you know, raving about it. Go for it.
Here we go, thanking Jeds to the Max for the topic. Hashtag binabawi ang kilig. Let's start off at number 10 from Archer Aguilar. Bow chika wow wow na. Tapos he leans in at para kang sinapak by intense bad breath.
Oh no.
Oh, that can't be. You know, this is a question that was posed to me before. Back in college, pag yung nag-ano ka, on pipiliin mo, ganito o ganito. And then people's, you know, and you'd be surprised when na-broach yung topic ng would you rather make out with somebody na sobrang body odor or bad breath? I don't think anyone chose bad breath. Everyone's like, putok na lang. Kaya ko yung putok kesa yung bad breath.
I mean, obviously, they're both gross.
Gross, yeah.
But, kasi, you don't have to lick the armpit. So, alam mo
yeah,
yun.
Yeah, you can avoid the armpit.
Yeah.
Really? No, no, no. I'm just asking. It was an honest question.
You freak. It was,
freak like me is having it any doji cat.
Very honest question. Oh, you don't. Okay, okay.
Well, so, especially with my body odor, di ba? Let's hope you avoid that
you can
body
avoid
part.
It if there's body odor. But you can't stand. Because there's some body yeah. odor talaga that you like, di ba?
I guess. But with bad breath, say if you're, hello, if you're getting it on with someone, it's impossible not to kiss that person.
Well, no.
Or at least, oh, sige, let's say you don't kiss the person. Chances are the mouth will make contact elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's still going to stick to you.
Oh, no!
Yes.
No. Not
yes.
good. Not good. All right, number 9 from Loki Fangirl. Nilapitan ka ng cutie sa cafe, tapos sabi niya sa'yo, taken? Kala mo ikaw yung chair pala sa tabi mo. And you're like, no.
That's the
single.
Word.
Single since birth. Like,
the chair
and
is single
to
since
mingle.
Birth. Yung chair lang po ang tinatanong ko. Number 8 coming from, number 7 from Arabin. Sabi ng crush mo, hoy, Pogi, tingin ka naman. Anong pangalan ng kuya mo?
Ay.
And yeah. And you know how like they say pogi, not necessarily because you're pogi, but you know that whole pogi, bili ka na dito.
It's kind of to butter you up.
Yes.
Have you ever done that to make it look like you were buttering someone up, but you really thought that they were pogi?
Well, usually, di ba sa mga changge-changge, ganun yun. Oh, pogi, yung ganun, that kind of thing. So, I think it's a common thing. I mean, regardless of whether you're pogi or not, I think, parang boss, I mean, they're not your boss.
Yeah.
But you call them boss, right?
Yeah.
And number 7 from Genshin Impacto, gusto kong kumain dun sa resto na uso ngayon. Kaso, nung nalaman ko yung pricing nila sa menu, balik na lang ako sa Skyflix.
You know, you gotta treat yourself every now and then.
Yeah.
So, wag naman laging, alam mo yun, don't let the price tag discourage you every single time.
Did you see that, no? The di ba medyo trending ngayon yung aman pulo?
Oh my God.
Why?
They showed the exorbitant prices.
Yeah, and then they showed the photos of like the menu and it's like,
hello, it kahit kanin dun super expensive.
How much?
Diba?
How much is it?
Like, I don't know, hundreds. I think a meal has to cost you a couple of thousands. Like, every meal, ha? It's not even like, basta. It's so
parang
super expensive.
Okay, here's an example. The one that I remember is turon. It's like 750 pesos.
I do remember because I have friends who went to Aman Pulo and I remember it was her first time. And yan, ganyan. Yung puro,
750
my God!
Peso.
Ano ba yung pagkain dito? Ganun yung mga comment nila. Tawag yep. ka rin ako before.
Yeah, mag take out na lang.
You can't though. I mean,
I just hide it.
How are you gonna do that if you plan to stay there for a while? Pero yung iba, kayang makafull.
I know. Number 6 from Simply Nedge. Binabawi ang kilig. When the guy you've been crushing on the entire pandemic finally removes his mask. So, yeah. You know how like, especially when if you've met them during the pandemic?
Yes.
Or you kahit kunyari staff ng condo. Or, but tas bago lang siya nung by the time nag-start yung pandemic. So, never mo pa nakikita yung mukha niya. Pero based on what you see, you're like, parang okay.
Parang
to,
pwede.
Ah. Imagine mo, 3 years na. Magta-3 years na. And finally, nagtanggal siya ng mask kasi pwede na. And you're like, you know, like sometimes, to be fair, it's not like it's bad.
Just not what you expected.
It's just not what you expected. Yung medyo, syempre, you know, like your mind, your imagination tends to fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
And it becomes very specific. And you hold on to that image of theirs, that imagined image of theirs, in your head. So, meron talagang level of disappointment because, syempre, you made it better than it actually is.
Understandable.
Understandable.
But unfair.
That's true. Kasi minsan okay naman. But because the image that you built in your head was like, and minsan kasi talaga, they have beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
Like really, really beautiful eyes. So, ang assumption mo, if kung ganito ang mata, then ganito ang ilong, ganito ang bibig.
No, sometimes it's their best feature. So, yeah. Obviously, they're very attractive just when you look at the eyes. Pero, yun nga, who knows how the rest of the face fit.
Parang yung ano, no, yung, that classic, ano, job interview. What is your best feature? Saan sagot niya? I think my graduation feature.
The level of dad jokes on this show!
Yan yung sagot niya. I think my graduation feature.
Alam mo, ka-level nito yung jinoke sa akin yesterday.
Oh, ano?
Ni Sarah. So,
oh, sige. So, may dad jokes na rin si Sarah.
Mom jokes.
Oh, sige,
so,
sige.
So, you know, we were talking about her baby, okay. Alfie, and she was showing me, like, his teeth. So, they're starting to come out, right? And like, ooh, look at your teeth. And then, soon to come, more teeth. And then, she muttered, Edgar. And then I was like, I literally did not get, I was like, huh? What? And then tumatawa na siya. And then I was like, wait, I don't get it. What do you mean? I had to ask her. As in, sumirit ako. Like, sire.
I thought she was your friend.
Hello there. My baby involved. Let's not go there. Okay. No, but I was like, Ate, bakit? I'm sorry, I don't get it. What? Edgar, Morty. I was like, oh my God, the level of jokes. Have we come to
Hindi,
this?
Hindi, ano yan? Series yan eh. Di ba yung... Well, ito alam mo namang joke siya. Kasi like yung ang bato mo dapat parang, sinong artista ang maraming ipin? Hindi, yeah. Si Matif. Tapos, sino yung mas maipin sa kanya? And you're like, sino? Si Edgar Mortif. Oh, actually, napakaluma kasi ng mga cultural references. Kaya siya nakakatawa.
Grabe. Grabe na yung level of joke.
Yeah. Yep. And number 5 from Camilo, binabawi ang kilig. Yung hinatid ni Bortang Barista, yung kape sa table mo. Nagkaroon ka finally ng chance na small talk siya. Kaya lang dun mo nalaman, Bopek pala siya.
Oh no, we don't like Bopek. Well, a lot of people can't stand Bopek talaga.
I don't mind. It's not a thing with me. I mean like obviously, plus points pag maganda yung boses. Pero like for me like, pagpangit ang boses. It's more of like how they talk.
Yeah.
Gets? Pero kunyari, super eloquent, maganda naman kausap,
it's
pero
fine.
Pero bopek lang. I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, I'm kind of a voice gal. I like nice, manly, deep voices.
Voices?
Actually, I was just reading an article. Funny you should bring that up because they say that men with deeper voices tend to cheat a lot more.
Oh.
At least as per a survey that was conducted before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's that's such a nice piece of trivia.
Trust me, you don't need to do that. You don't even need to do that, Chico.
I know, right?
You're good.
I know,
no,
right?
But yeah, there was a study. Rico just shared it, actually.
Yeah.
That men with deeper voices and women in the medical profession, and also men who like to wear branded polo shirts with a subtle logo.
Really? Ang random?
Random. Pero parang medyo they're more likely to cheat.
Oh, but you know what? I can actually know where that's, I mean, I can tell you where that's coming from. Because men with lower voices, they say, have parang more testosterone?
Yeah.
So I guess if you have more testosterone, there's a tendency for you. I mean, obviously that's not the one is the one kind of thing, right? Now, if you have a low voice, if you have higher testosterone, that you're going to cheat. But you know what I mean? Like, you're just more alpha male. So to a degree, mas may goal ka to cheat on your partner.
And you know, from experience, I know that's right.
Oh.
I know that's right. Men with deeper voices.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know.
I've only been
higher
attracted.
Tendency, but don't ano naman, don't crucify all the men you know with deeper voices. It's, I guess they're just more prone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have been with people with not so deep voices before, but like, mas madami yung deeper voices.
Deeper voices.
Or at least kung hindi man deep yung voice. Yun nga, parang at least maganda yung pagsasalita.
Kasi it makes sense eh. Diba like, ano bang work?
Ano, diba? Siyempre, if we want to make it in this industry, you have to be able to speak well.
What industry?
So,
what industry?
It could be like deep voice. It could also be like just good content.
Oh,
media,
okay.
In general.
Media. Okay.
Ay, nako.
Makes sense.
Some voices, though, deeper than others. You know this.
Yeah, I know this.
You thought of certain people.
Yeah. And number four from the Super Malas guy. Finally, you gained a lot of followers overnight. Dahil kumalat ang scandal na kamukha mo. Oh, but for me, if kamukha ko lang, gee.
Great. Kasi yeah. People will know eventually that it's not you.
And I can, you know, like, kasi diba this becomes really awkward with complete strangers, like, who cares? Yeah. Pero like, with let's say, family, friends. Diba parang ang sakit? Like, if it's true, like, if it's your scandal, like, for me, that would be the most difficult part, having to, like, tell them that, you know what, better that it comes from me.
Having to tell them or makita na nila.
Or makita nila. Yeah. Worse. Like somebody sends it to them. Pero right? So if it's not me, I can just go, hello. Tingnan nyo nga, you would know. You know me. That's not me. Kamukha ko lang yan.
Yeah.
So for me, tas dumami yung followers ko because of that. Or it's G. As long as it's not me.
True. Malinis yung konsensya mo kasi hindi man ikaw yun.
And I can always defend myself.
Yeah.
You know, to my family, na, that's not me. Hello, tinan nyo nga yung mukha. Diba? Yeah, I'm fine with that. Number three from JR Keita. Yung nagulat ka kasi biglang nag-cuddle sa'yo, si Jowa. Tapos habang magkayakap kayo, which is very, uncharacteristic. Tapos biglang bumulong siya ng, may pera ka ba? Pautang naman.
Oh no!
Alam mo yung ano, they're just malambing if they need something from you. That's horrible.
Hindi naman kita binulungan nung inutangan kita. Hindi naman.
At saka medyo...
I thought about it.
At saka medyo
like,
ano...
Makalalong hindi ako pautangin nito.
At saka magugulat ako na yung hindi huggy person, biglang aakapin ako.
Suddenly,
Hazel?
Napaka-sweet.
Are you okay? Bilang, pautang, chico. I don't know about that. Juice blanket number two, binabawi ang kilig. Yung finally, pumayag siya sa lunch invite mo. Pero biglang nagsama siya ng friend. Well, ako kung super crush, G. At least you spend time with him.
Yeah, tsaka kasi maybe they're just not comfortable to go by themselves. So, it's one step closer to getting a one-on-one date. Because you never know. Maybe if you ask them again, diba?
Feeling ko para siyang audition. If you play your cards right,
eventually
she'll say, okay, you know, next
and
time
also,
around, let's go out.
If you get the friend's approval.
Diba?
Baka,
or,
mukhang okay naman yan, go.
Two is a party. Three is a party.
This only happens in Marquis, right?
Yeah. Because for us, that means it's probably a chaperone.
For us, near mortals.
like this is probably, malay mo, ang sama niya, ano? Parent.
Ay.
Well.
Well, in Marky's case, this only happens in Marky's world. Yeah, yeah. But in normal cases, usually that's a no-go.
People might think twice, you know.
Everybody else, except Marky. And the top, binabawi ang kilig, comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
yung ihahatid ka na daw ni crush. Pero hanggang sa terminal lang pala ng jeep. Kasi di ba when they say, oh, hatid na kita. Like, syempre in your head, it's like, ah, hatid sa bahay? Yung pala, hatid kita. Like, sasakayan.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Pero for me, that few minutes in the car together,
I think that's
sweet.
I'd take that. I like those minutes in the car with someone that
you
don't really...
Car, eh. Hinatid ka lang sa sakayan.
No, yun nga. No. Ako kasi iniisip ko...
Ah, you mean naka-car, tapos ika-drop off ka sa sakayan.
Oo. Yung akala mo, ihatid ka all the way until your house. Yung pala, ida-drive ka lang niya up to the sakayan. Na parang, oh, see, you didn't have to walk all the way here. Dinala na kita.
Yeah.
Hindi pa dinala sa bahay.
Hindi, what if malayo? What if malayo well, naman kasi?
Because it says a lot. It kind of tells you where you stand with your crush. Because if they have a crush on you as well, chances are they would take that opportunity to bring you home. All the way. Like, all the way home. Pero kung siguro medyo, maybe they find you attractive or maybe they're friendly with you. Siguro yun, pwede ka nilang ihatid lang sa sakayan. At least hindi zero chance.
At least hindi zero. Pero, yeah. Hindi, tsaka like, you don't do that with anyone. Even if sakayan, di ba? Like, do you offer a ride to the sakayan to all of your office mates? I mean, obviously, you're like a notch higher than everybody else, but not to the point na something romantic will happen.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and sabagay, if it's far, medyo mahirap nga naman yun.
Well, okay, I had this thing happen to me over the weekend. It's like a little... I guess a little spark that I haven't thought would come back in a while.
Okay.
And so I joined said person's workout.
Okay.
And I was brought to the front door of where the place that we were at, and we just had a little talk, and it was cute. It was just a talk.
Oh.
And I haven't felt a talk is good. A kilig feeling in a while. Like that.
It's true.
Sometimes just the talk makes you a little kilig.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like definitely. Like diba with most people, that's what you want. I mean, hello. I mean, obviously you can't get together with all of your crushes.
And there's something about small kilig moments.
Yeah.
Yung nothing grand, nothing.
Agree.
Amazing. But just, yeah, small moments na parang mas lalo pa siyang nakaka-excite. Because it kind of, you kind of have to fill in the blanks in your head. Parang, oh, where is this going next?
Because it wasn't like, easy either. It's just, it's something that's like, you know, you have to work for it.
Yeah.
True.
Mm.
So, there you go. The top 10 binabawi ang kilig. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag binabawi ang kilig in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The morning rush. Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Jeds to the max for the topic. Hashtag binabawi ang kilig. So let's start off at number 10 from Emo Fats. You finally get some alone time with your crush, only to find out you have nothing in common. Sobrang wala kayong mapag-usapan. Alam mo yung hindi siya super bad, yung hindi naman like mabaho or anything like that. Pero yung you're like,
it's a little awkward.
There's nothing.
When you try, but there's really nothing.
Like, really nothing. Tsaka gets mo yung you don't have the same interests. Pero like, literal, wala kayo, not even one. Like, wala kayong mapag-usapan. That's really sad. Number 9 from Tep. Pinatawag ka ng macho hunk mong boss sa office, sabay sabing, I need this by tomorrow. Uutusan ka lang pala. So,
well, yeah. I don't know. If there's someone that you like in the office, especially if it's a boss and they tell you to do something for you, I, you know, for me personally, I would get more
I would get more ganado.
Right.
You get me?
There's more motivation.
Well, that is what bosses do. You know, they give you work, right? And number 8 from Genshin Impacto, yung tumabi si Guapo sa'yo sa loob ng jeep. Pero hold up pala. Ay, pero that's ano ha, MO yan ha. Like if they're good looking, sometimes they would actually use that to distract you.
Their advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
To make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, or at least, I don't know about comfortable, pero siguro yung, because you're looking at them, they're like, right. Sige, habang ito, like mag-beautiful eyes ako, googly eyes ako. And then while they're like busy ogling at me, I'll snatch their wallet or something.
I don't know if that's super accurate here sa mga snatcher, pero I do know that in, especially in European countries,
yeah. Yeah.
The scammers usually mm-hmm. are very attractive.
Diba parang that one who stole Baby Whale's phone?
Yeah. They say, Rome is really like notorious for that.
Paris even kids, as well.
Greece.
Yeah.
Even
Greece,
kids,
Rome.
Huh? Like they by the Colosseum, you will like suddenly have a bunch of kids like rushing to you. Na kunyari, naglilalaro ka na, like tickling you or something, like, oh my gosh, these kids are so friendly. Tapos pag alis daw ng kids, wala na yung wallet mo.
Oh my God.
Kasi what they do is like, they kind of like tickle you everywhere or something, or
yeah,
they bump you para like physically marami kang nararamdaman, not realizing that one of the hands is actually picking your pocket. So they say you have to be very careful.
Yeah, watch out for gypsies as well. Lots yeah. of them around. You know, they'll basically ask you if you want your fortune told or whatever. Mm. Next thing you know, wala na.
Right? So
wallet is gone.
Just be careful. And number 7 from Loki Fangirl, yung sinaship mong BL couple, nagsasabihan ng I love you online. Kaya lang, meron kaduktong na bro. Ay, that's ano ah, that's an issue for a lot of fandoms.
Nowadays.
Kasi they like, lalo na pag BL, of course, they know what their fans are looking for, and they know that like 99% of their fans love them because of their BL shows.
Okay.
And then, but then, you know, there's a lot of gay baiting. A lot of them are actually
queer
straight.
Queer baiting, yeah.
And that they're not really into each other. Pero, like, okay, if you do like a tour, obviously you're already there as the actors, right? Mm-hmm. You're not really there as your characters because this is already outside of the show. Yung alam mo yung they'll like hug each other, kiss each other. But
like
then,
they're very conscious of what they're doing.
They're very conscious. And they, you know that it's a lot of fan service. But
if you think about it, what makes it different from straight couples who aren't actually in relationships but do exactly the same thing in front of their fans?
Well, yeah, it's the same. Meron lang
it's a
other,
similar concept. But then there's that, yeah, I guess
that
extra thing.
Oh, there's that extra thing that they're
because
not
they aren't
gay.
Actually gay. Yeah.
Because at least it's a boy
there's
and girl.
There's a possibility.
There's yeah. a possibility.
They're not together, yeah. But, you know, that's what they like, you know. So, that's a little different. Number 6 from Simply Nedge, yung naaalala ko bigla yung chan ng tatay ko nung nakita kong nag-topless si crush. Alam mo yung tuwan-tuwa ka na. Tapos medyo same build, yung sobrang tanggal amats na, ooh, why did I think of my dad when I saw
him? Oh, man.
That's bad to me.
But you know what's interesting? A lot of people think that they're not attracted to the look of their father. But there are a lot of people who end up marrying people who are very similar to their dads.
This is
that's
true.
Personality, yeah. Look-wise, everything.
But
like my cousin, she's like married to a guy who looks exactly like her father. It's so funny to see.
Well, ang ano mo lang dyan is hopefully it's subliminal.
Like you're not aware.
You're
that
not
they
aware.
Actually
yeah,
look
I don't
alike.
Think you're really aware. But eventually, like at one point, it's pointed out, right? And you're like,
yeah.
Oo nga, no.
Sometimes yeah. same physical type. Sometimes maybe it's not physical, but more like
personality.
The personality yeah. reminds them of their dad. Yeah.
Ano yeah. lang eh, like, I guess not at the start, because at the start, it gets a little creepy.
Hopefully, like, nobody points it out.
Not too early on in the relationship. Number 5, coming from JR Keita, yung nag-propose sa'yo si Jowa, tapos sa huli, sasabihin niya, it's a prank.
Oh,
that
no.
is the absolute
That's
worst.
That's so bad.
Yeah, you're the only
the
one
world.
Laughing. Like, literally nobody will laugh.
She's not going to be laughing with you.
You know, if this ever happened in real life, what were you thinking?
I don't even do that.
Anyone who would
parang
do
deserve
something like
na ma-break. Na i-break.
Ako, I'd consider it.
Me too.
If they make that kind of joke, you're like, you probably don't know me at all. And this is not something that I would take as a joke.
Yeah.
And if you do that, it's like, do you even know me? Do you even know what I consider important? So maybe I would rethink.
And what happens in the future where, for example, you're pregnant and you're about to give birth and your partner goes, yeah, I'm going to pick you up now. I'm going to bring you to the hospital. Oh, it's a prank.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen if that happens in the future?
Exactly.
Right?
Wala lang. Parang like, you should know better. You would know what would hurt your significant other. And you probably should have figured out that that's not going to be fun
for them.
And
it's not just that. Like, you think that's funny?
Yeah.
Like,
what's
you're so
wrong
lame.
With you?
You are so lame.
What's wrong with you?
Diba?
Why would you do that? Number 4 from Jasper Salceda. Sinusubuan ka ni crush, kilig, diba? But only because your hands are full doing his thesis. Alam mo yung ano, medyo transactional na parang, sige, I know makikilig ka, you know, I'll do the things that will help you forget that I'm actually using you to have something done for me.
Interestingly enough, I've never done the homework for someone I was in a relationship with or dating.
Same. I would never.
Yeah. I've done homework for people who paid me because that's money. But when it's like a relationship and they're like, oh, can you do this for me? No, do your own homework.
Yeah, no. Not my kind of thing.
Unless they pay me. No, but I mean, it was just in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to make ends meet.
Kung kami na, yeah, do your own homework.
Kung crush mo.
What kind of help do you need? I mean, you know. See, look at the fringe benefits of being with me. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, but I haven't for a crush yet. Ever. Done things
well,
that
I have not. I have not. I'm just saying if it did
But happen, like if it did happen.
I probably would, so.
I probably wouldn't. Like I said, acts of service kasi is not
right.
My love language.
Right. Oh my gosh, no, I have. But mine was more like kasi hindi siya masyadong magaling mag-English. Bulgarian lang. So I had to like help translate some stuff. Not translate, but fix the grammar a little bit. But that was it.
Okay. That's not a problem. I mean, I would do that even for regular people.
Yeah. For friends sometimes. Yeah. Like when they ask to meet to proofread their work. It's not a problem as long as it's not that long.
Yeah.
For me, kasi, if it's like, you know, if it's only like a couple of paragraphs or whatever, okay, fine. And if it's not going to take up too much of my time, but don't give me like an entire thesis to add in.
Hindi, oo naman. Hindi, tsaka, as long as it's not doing their homework for them.
Yeah, like content-wise, it's there.
Like, alam mo yung,
it's just
okay,
the grammar.
Do your homework, I'll just proofread. Basically, proofread. That's it. Yeah. Proofreading lang. Number 3 from Engineer Mox. Your crush tells you, honey, could you hand me the stapler? Sobrang kilig ka until naalala mo, ay, honey nga pala pangalan ko. So, that's it. Or like in your mom's case, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, honey.
Or kay, ano, kay Sweetie, the rapper.
Kay Sweetie, diba? Hey, Sweetie, could you hand me the stapler? Tapos malalaman mo, oh, yeah, that's my name. Number 2, from Camilo, binabawi ang kilig. Yung kinilig ka kasi pumasok ulit siya sa sinehan with 2 popcorn bags and 2 bottles of water. Kilig ka, di ba? Tapos nung aabutin mo na, sabi niya, oh, because I eat a lot. Do you want one? You want me to buy for you? Actually, for me, it's not so much that I made the mistake. For me, I would cringe because
they didn't think
feeling
about
ako.
You.
No, it's not that. Eh. I'd feel so
you assume,
like,
yeah.
And nalaman nila that I assumed that it was for me. Oh my gosh, I cannot. Mas yun ang hindi ko kaya. More than the hindi mo ako binilan, hindi mo ako naisip, I would cringe.
But if
I
you think about
so
it, like, hello, they brought 2 drinks and 2 popcorns. Obviously, you'd think it would be free.
No, I get it, pero wala lang. Alam mo yung, I can just imagine the cogs in their head, like,
oh no, ay, like akala
feeling,
niya.
Ay, nag-feeling, akala niya para sa kanya.
When, or also, you, maybe they would feel bad, so yeah, you kind of feel bad for making them feel
it's
bad.
It's awkward!
Generally, just an awkward situation.
Basta alam mo yung ikaw yung parang, no, I'm on my way out na talaga, bibili na talaga ako. No, it's okay. Tapos alam mo yun, hindi ka makabalik kasi yeah. You're like, ah!
Oh, man.
That would be so awkward. And the top, binabawi ang kilig, comes from Arubin.
Arubin says,
you go to your crush's car or house, tapos amoy patay na demonyo.
I don't even want to know what that smells like.
I know, right? Pero alam mo yun, yung like super, think of the most attractive person you could ever think of. And then you go to their house, and then pagpasok mo yung talagang like, it reeks of like,
Death.
And gross. Rot.
Oh no.
Like, alam mo yung like, you couldn't even like spend, because I've heard of a lot of people na ganyan, stories. Like, you know, they finally go to the house and it's like, can anyone even live here?
I'd be concerned for their safety.
Yep. Hindi, pero you'd be surprised, ha? You'd be surprised.
Oh,
at
really?
How like, matino people really have like, awful smelling houses. And they don't even
ever heard
it?
Of diffusers, air purifiers,
right? Hindi lalo na pag ano kasi, pag like if the neglect is beyond skin deep.
Right.
There's no amount of like vacuuming or cleaning or disinfecting. Medyo alam mo yung nanuot na dun sa sofa,
sa walls.
Also sometimes the natural smell of a person.
Right?
That can get masked by perfumes when they're outside their house, but while they're at home and they don't really need those perfumes,
yeah.
Oh man,
yep.
It sticks to the fumes.
If I'm not mistaken, I watched something, I think maybe Friends, or parang si Ross dated this like really pretty girl. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung literally yung pagpasok nila, like wala kang floor na nakikita. Like it's all garbage. I mean, obviously they made it comedic.
Like a hoarder.
Parang hindi, like trash. Like paper cups. Ugh. And chips and like
gross.
Tapos yung pag-upo nila sa sofa nagka-crunch kasi may mga God. Like I'm sure there's a less comedic, more realistic version of that, and I'm like
nasty,
and I had such high hopes for this for this connection.
Is that a deal breaker? Will that be a deal breaker for you?
Oh, nama. Can you imagine? This is something you're going to have to live with.
Well, maybe they can live with you.
But that's what they'll do to your house.
Well, make sure you...
Or, well, unless you have that... If you subscribe to that, I can change them. You know, like, in terms of, like, hygiene and how they live together. Yun, I mean, if that's the case, then maybe...
Sometimes
you
really
can give it a try.
Sometimes you really can't change them. It's just probably they're looking for someone who can... fill that void for them.
Maybe rescue them for that.
Yeah,
situation.
Maybe
yeah.
Do it for
maybe
them.
Maybe something like that.
Because they're probably better at, let's say, cleaning.
Yeah.
Kasi like, alam mo yung ano pa rin siya eh. It's still on the surface.
Hmm.
Hindi naman siya yung because evil yung ugali niya or gaslighter siya.
Just,
you know what I mean? It's
generally just
nakunyari, di ba? Pagpasok mo yung bahay ni Calix, ganun pala. From like the pit crew. Hmm.
Dali-daling mag-ano, yung mga cleaning services.
Uh-oh.
Diba?
That's why, just anong get a cleaning
problema?
Service. Like twice a week.
Mm. Baka nga over. Pwedeng kuha mo na lang ng new place. Diba?
Tapos pag madumi na, kuha ng bago.
Oh. Two bedroom.
Tapos ano na naman, kuha ng
bago. Maliit na bagay.
Oh, maliit na bagay. Para sa one true love.
Wow!
Bigla naging one true love. And they're right. So, yeah.
See, some people, parang you might be willing to overlook stuff like that. It depends on who's guilty.
The thing is, it's long term. Short term, probably they can deal with it. But eventually, they're like, oh my gosh, what? I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It depends if that's what you like to do. If you like to clean, and you can deal with the fact that you do most of the cleaning at home.
Alam mo, pwede yan, ha? Because like, if you're like Baby Will, for example, na mahilig maglinis on a daily basis, hindi siya aabot to the point na you have to deal with a mountain of trash.
Hmm.
I mean, if you do it on a daily basis, maybe you won't feel it.
Yeah.
Kasi pa isa-isang, you know, pick up their clothes here, clean up the chips that they left on the table, throw it in the trash. Pag pa isa-isa, maybe it's easier to handle.
Pag nag-pile up kasi, that's when it becomes overwhelming for some people. And, you know, when they see na parang, oh, it's too much work, you know, I can't finish this. And then it just, they do it again the next day, until maybe they get overwhelmed na to the point that they just don't even know where to begin. Yeah.
And it's so hard when both of you are like that.
Well, you need to hire a cleaning person.
Yeah. Or, if you have, for example, kasang bahay.
Live-in help. I think that would be necessary.
I mean, if you live in a house, you're probably going to get, you know, household help anyway. Mm. There, you just might have to, like, really tell them to be more very active in cleaning up. Yeah. You know, trash like, as they leave it.
Like, for example, with me, I'm a frat boy. I live like a frat boy. So I need like a cleaner to come in 2 to 3 times a week. So sometimes you need to look to see if you actually need someone to clean your place up, because you sometimes cannot think if everything is dirty around you.
It's a good investment. It's a good investment.
I can't think. I can't function when everything is messy.
So, I actually like because when we had our Airbnb pre-pandemic, it was really super convenient. You know, you just text them, they'll text you back what time the cleaning lady will arrive, and then you just let them in, and then they clean, and then, you know, it's so fast and so efficient.
Yeah.
And then by the time they're gone, it's like, wow, it's
like
brand
new.
Yeah, like it really is, and I love that service. Although I don't know if they still have, because it's diba sa pandemic yung they have to wear PPE, they have to wear.
And it's much cheaper kasi if it's like if you have a personal contact as opposed to hiring those services, because they're more expensive and they charge by the size of your place.
Yeah, what you can do now is, I don't know, like we have a community where we live. Like, I don't know, I have a group chat, Viber group chat for all the Eastwood community. And there, you just have to ask and they will share their own kasambahay sometimes.
Yeah.
So they can just come over and then leave again, so they don't have to stay with you.
Yeah. And sometimes naman,
and it's
the
cheaper,
mess,
much cheaper.
The mess can be dealt with in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's on a regular basis, like 2 to 3 times a week, you're set.
So there you go. The top 10. Binabawi ang kilig. We have 2 more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Join us. Facebook.com/RX931. You can also watch us live on YouTube and Twitch TV.
All right. So here we go. We've got our Top 10 courtesy of Jed's To The Max. And of course, our Top 10 is Binabawi Ang Kilig. So... Mm-hmm. Let's start off at number 10, coming from, let me see here, the Super Malas Guy. Finally, naka-receive ka na ng letter galing kay crush. Kaso, TRO niya pala para sa'yo.
Oh man, you don't want that.
Parang we haven't heard of a high-profile temporary restraining order in a while.
In a while, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like, even the high profile, like, for example, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, I don't even think they have a...
restraining
TRO
order?
TRO against each other.
Not sure about that.
Maybe in the past, I don't know.
Parang, don't come near me. And ano ba yung mga usually yan? Di ba, parang ilang meters
within
yan?
something.
Certain amount of meters away from each other.
20 feet? Something?
Something like that. So, technically, 50? Parang... kaya mo pa rin sila makita, di ba? Like, I mean, it's not that far. But as long as you're not physically close enough to inflict any damage.
Yeah.
Di ba? Kasi like, minsan, ano pa rin eh. Like, within seeing distance, but just not within, I don't know, like, hindi mo sila pwede sugurin with a weapon or something.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking something like that.
But still, sometimes seeing distance adds trauma to an average person's day.
Totoo like, yan. Kasi example, like, I don't know, just the idea that they can see you.
So they say at least 100 yards or up to 300 feet.
Oh, that's pretty far. Siguro kahit pa paano, ano na lang yun, maaaninag mo na lang sila. You won't see them like their facial expressions, I guess, or yeah, because that's really creepy. That's really scary.
Yeah. Yeah, so 300 feet, that's pretty far.
That's pretty far.
Yeah, 100 feet is yards. Far. Malayo-layo na yun.
And number 9 from Wildfire. Pag payday, pero literal naging pay space day. Kasi yun din yung araw na babayaran mo lahat ng utility bills mo.
Yeah.
Alam mo, I've experienced this, but then I just think to myself, at least mayroon kang pambayad.
You're not in debt.
Diba? Kasi like I've also, well, once in my life, not literally, I had to borrow money to pay off my bills. Ganun siya ka stressful.
From Mommy Dearest?
Yes. So, you know, I mean, like for me, I'd take that anytime. Kasi yeah, yung wala kang pambayad.
It actually just happened to me recently. I just got paid. I'm like, yay, Pokemon paid me. And then I realized that I have bills to pay. Lots of bills to pay.
Yep, yep. That's how it
it's the
feels.
Worst.
And number 8, coming from Tampupu. Binigyan ako ng anniversary gift ng asawa ko. Pero sa card ko naman chinarge.
Hey, that doesn't count.
Well, as long as he pays you, that's fine.
Well, yeah, I do like, know of a couple like
diba?
That.
Minsan parang, because you have the, ano eh, you have the card, let's say, yung card mo, mas malaki yung, what do you call that, the limit, the credit limit? So
yeah.
I'll use yours, but I'm going to pay back.
Yung kilala ko, walang payback.
Walang payback.
And hindi lang dun ginagamit yung credit card ng partner.
Hala.
Oh, no.
Even for the... for the expenses of his kids. That na hindi anak nung partner. With a credit card.
Oh, that is tea.
And the partner's the one paying.
Yeah, for everything.
Ooh,
literally.
Child.
You know what? I don't know if they're still together.
Time to get out of that relationship.
How about
yeah.
You? Okay. Mwah. Number 7 coming from... low-key fangirl, tumawag si boss saying, I have good news. Sabay sabing, there's a client requesting specifically for you. Well, normally, that's a good thing. I like being liked. But a new client equals more work. Alam mo yung ano, yung hindi naman siya, kasi diba like, merong ano client na parang, for example, you're an agent or something. The more clients, the more money. Ito yung, if you belong to a company, and whether you have one client or 10, more or less, you're still paid the same.
It's just more work
for
you.
That's not good. You know, I mean, you're not going to be like, it means you're doing a great job, but it also means ngarag ka for the next,
yeah.
I don't know how many months.
Yes.
And number 6, coming from Emofats, tinawag ka ng paborito mong artista on stage, yun pala lalait-laiting ka.
You know, oh my God. And the library is now open.
Alam mo, this was a thing. The first time I ever went to a local comedy bar, I was traumatized.
Why?
No, I mean like, not me personally, but I saw how the humor goes and it really scared me. Alam mo yung the whole, kasi you have to get the culture eh, diba? Yeah. Yung, some people actually want to be the one na okra yun ng mga hosts. But syempre, because it was my first time, I was like, oh my gosh.
They're so mean.
And I was so scared that they would say something. Of course, they never did yet. Pero natakot ako dun sa concept.
Sometimes even if hindi ikaw yung ilagay sa stage, eh, like random people
yes.
watching, they will,
yes.
you know, they will sometimes read. But I guess with RuPaul's Drag Race now being super mainstream, more people are kind of prepared for it.
Actually,
if not ready to...
Yeah.
You know, to read them right back.
Right.
Yeah. I do feel like now, if you do that, pwede na eh. Feeling ko, shady na rin yung mga audience
yeah,
mo eh.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
they'll just read them right back.
Yeah, exactly.
At saka ano lang eh. But you kind of, in my experience, you just have to get it. Kasi if you don't get the whole shtick,
mapipikon ka talaga.
Mapipikon ka. Or maybe you would feel traumatized by the whole experience. And then you realize, oh, it's a thing. Aasa rin mo ko, aasa rin din kita. And then, you know,
Yeah. Everybody's
happy and it's all good.
That's why if you can't take it, sit in the back.
Yeah.
They won't see you in the back normally.
That's true.
Especially if it's like, for example, a big show. Like, for example, watching Jokoy, right? You're all the way in the back.
they're not gonna see you.
Does he make fun of enjoy. The audience also?
I think there are times.
I've
yeah.
I've never seen his set or whatever.
I think that, I mean, I've never watched him live, but you know, I've seen it happen that he looks at the audience and he calls
he just
them
picks
out.
Picks random people.
Sometimes yeah. it's very. Depends on what the topic is. Like for example, oh, okay, do we have Filipinos in the house? Yeah, tapos pag nagpas ka ng kamay, where are you from? Ayun na,
maghahanap na siya ng joke. He has a movie, no?
Yes, he does.
He has a movie coming
out. Yep.
Soon.
Yeah. Eric, Ray Soma. I was on Sunday All Out Sundays on Jimmy. Yeah, not Ikbulaga. So thanks for watching.
And number 5 from JR Keita, binabawi ang kilig yung sobrang nice ng Christmas gift ni Jowa for you. Kaso nalaman mo mas bongga pala yung regalo niya sa best friend niya.
Will that affect you? Will you be mad?
Alam mo, generally yes, pero kunyari. You know sometimes it happens. You want a very specific thing.
Yeah.
Tapos binigay naman niya sa iyo. Nag-pay attention siya na you've always wanted, I don't know, this book, right? From yeah. this author. It's your favorite. Yay! In a kataon, yung nabili niya for the best friend just happens to be more expensive. But it's not like, alam mo yung nagkataon lang.
It wasn't done on purpose to show both of you how much he or she values you.
Pag ganon, I don't mind. Pero right. alam mo yung kunyari, like you had no idea what to buy either of us. Tapos you bought generic gifts. Tapos mas mahal dun.
Significantly mas mahal yun.
Parang may ano ko dun. Na parang like, bibili ka. Like kunyari lang, I don't know what to buy you both. But I just bought you both phones. Tapos mas mahal yung phone niya. Parang,
yeah, that's definitely lang. Questionable. Pero kasi minsan may instances na because you're the significant other, every occasion, for sure, updated yung gifts. Eh. And sometimes, you know, pag friend, best friend, minsan you miss an occasion.
Yes.
Especially during the pandemic na maybe you didn't see each other for a while, so maybe you missed a couple of birthdays and you kind of want to make up for it by giving them something big.
Right.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Tsaka yung ano yun eh, sometimes it's like, because you are significant others, parang you've probably bought them already everything that you could think of
that
they like. You know, you probably bought them clothes, jewelry, gadgets. So, dating din yung point na medyo nauubusan ka na rin ng pwedeng ibigay. And then sometimes, you wanna do something really nice for your best friend, you might think something really nice, right?
Alam mo yung hindi ko pa na-experience in case you're wondering what to get me.
Oh!
In October.
Okay.
Yung ano, yung may cake, tapos pagbukas mo, yung huhugutin mo, puro 1,000 peso bills. Tapos
parang
oh, I've
okay
never seen that.
I've never experienced
I've never
that.
Seen
you
that.
Haven't seen it?
No.
It's all over TikTok. Nauso siya
really?
Not too long ago, na parang yun yung gift. It's like a, basically just money.
Just money?
So your birthday money. And then like, parang pahaba ng pahaba yung pinupull mo. So it's so exciting because you don't know like, how many bills
Chico, ganyan na lang.
There are.
Parang so ang dami like, pa rin
oh
nun.
God,
oh my God.
Exciting.
Chico, yan na lang birthday gifts namin.
Diba?
For ano, Hazel's birthday and then Christmas. Oh. And my birthday.
Okay.
Parang G. ang ganda nun.
Parang, alam mo, meron na ako kasing in mind eh, what to give you. So.
Sabi ni Nate, sige Hazel, pero play money, ayoko. Dapat legit.
Dapat
or play money.
Dapat real
para
money.
Hindi madumihan.
Real.
Pero like may ano, may bibigay na real money equivalent.
Or
after.
Yung bagong bills. Di ba ang cute ng mga bagong bills?
Oh yeah, they don't look real.
The Philippine Eagle?
They don't look real, di ba?
It's in the tarsier. It's so nice. It's so nice, huh? Like, I have to...
I haven't seen them in person. I've only seen photos.
I have not seen it in person either. But with
are
the,
they
with
circulating already?
I think because people are posting it now.
Oh.
They're saying like, oh, so this is how it looks like. Ang ganda.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
We did a bring me thing, diba, on elections. We were like sitting and waiting. And it was like, since it was 5 hours, they did this whole bring me game. And that was one of the things they asked
oh,
us
cool.
for.
Merong, meron.
Bring me a 1,000 peso. Ganon. Actually, yeah, there were a couple. 1,000 pesos and then a 20 peso coin.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go to the bank later. Maybe I'll ask for
a new one.
For those. Yeah, kung meron. Di ba pwede yun? Pag sa bank, you can ask.
You can, pero alam mo yung nangyayari kasi, especially with coins and whatever, ang nangyayari, people are hoarding it. Kasi nga, bell bago. So, di ba, that's what central bank always tells us. Na,
don't hoard.
Can you please spend it? You know, kasi it has to circulate.
I do remember the 20 peso coins when they were new.
Yes.
Tuwang-tuwa din ako. Like, yep. I would keep a lot of them in my coin
purse. And remember, they would always say na parang they actually discourage mga piggy bank.
Oh.
Kasi ang nangyayari, if everybody has their own piggy bank and it's filled up with X number of coins, put them all together and basically, it's out of circulation because everybody's...
Because nandun na, nakaimbak lang.
Everyone's hoarding.
So, yeah, they were saying na parang, save na lang sa bank. I mean, wag nyo nang itabi yung coins na ang dami-dami. And per household,
yeah,
how many residents and each resident has a piggy bank.
And especially kung pupunuin nyo pa, diba?
Yep. And number 5 from JR Keita. Yeah, that was JR. Juice Blank says, yung... niyaya ka ng crush mo sa bahay nila kasi may quote, may ipapakita ako sa iyo na ang tagal mo nang pinapangarap. Only to find out, Gundam collection pala niya yung ipapakita niya sa iyo.
I mean, that's so cute.
Actually,
right?
I would love it too. If
you still
I'm
got
a,
invited.
If I'm a collector and, you know, my crush said papakita niya sa akin yung collection niya, I would be thrilled kasi parang 2-in-1.
Yeah.
You're in your crush's house and you're like seeing the collection.
And
that would be great.
If it's their collection, it means they value that.
Yeah.
Like it's something very special to them. So the fact that they're sharing it with you, I think that's cute. That's really special.
Because it's a common interest.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing that you have common interests with your crush.
Oh, kunwari, sabihin ni Nick. Hey, Charlie, you wanna see my collection?
Oh, diba? Mga ganyan. Pwedeng
sabihin mo, Chico.
Adi, G, syempre.
Ang tanong, anong collection meron?
Ano ba collection ni Nick? Ewan ko.
Oh, get this.
Parang hindi naman yata sinabi dun sa show.
It's funny how we saw Nick 5 years ago and he looked like a child.
Yeah. Kasi diba he's 18?
We're talking about Heartstoppers.
Oh yeah, if you watch Heartstoppers.
And number 3, coming from Not Isidro, binabawi ang kilig. Yung nakiligo ka sa bahay ni crush, so hinalik-halikan mo yung panghilod niya. Kaso nalaman mo sa tatay pala.
Ew, you know, I wouldn't do that even if I had the biggest crush on someone.
Yes.
I still wouldn't do it.
That is disgusting. That's basically
gross.
Dead skin cells.
Yuck.
nope, not happening. Number 2 from Lord Camden, binabawi ang kilig yung for the first time, highest ka sa exam with a perfect score. After the class ended though, tinawag ka ng teacher to talk to you about suspected cheating.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I think that's...
this is horrible.
That's pretty awful when... I think they do that there. When people don't consistently get good grades. Like especially, you know, kunyari, hindi lang don't get good grades, but people who fail a lot.
They do badly.
And then sometimes, biglang they do well. Parang it's always kind of questionable for the teachers, even for some of the classmates.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks for those people because what if they really studied? What if they finally, you know, made an effort to get a good score? You never know. Maybe they're capable of that. Baka hindi lang nila nagagawa before.
Kami, it's not so much that we were doing badly, but this happened to me once and it was traumatic. I have to say. Yung to the point na hindi ako nakakatulog sa gabi, levels. Because what happened was, I was in a class with one of my high school classmates.
Mm.
And, syempre, dahil magkakilala kami from Lasal, magkatabi kami. Kasi nga parang like, "Uy, you're here too." So, magkatabi kami. Tapos, wala. Nothing particularly bad happened during the sem. But there was this one final exam. Parang after the exams, tinawag kami ng teacher. Now, there was this one number, just one number. Kasi ano siya, multiple choice. So, we both wrote B, tapos binura namin pareho, tapos nilagay namin C, which is the correct answer.
Mm.
Eh, magkatabi kami, kasi nga, we're classmates and, you know,
so, baka
friends.
Nagkopyahan.
Parang ang ano niya is, what are the probabilities na magkaibigan kayo, magkatabi kayo, you erase the same original answer, And then you replace it with the correct answer. So ano niya, nanghopya kami.
Oh no.
It got to the point that I don't know what she had against us. Alam mo yung umabot na dun sa like, alam mo yung, what
do
you call
that?
May investigation.
Oh my God!
To the point that we could have been like kicked out, expelled. And you know, and as, when they finally talked to us, we talked to us separately. And I'm like, you know,
to get your stories.
Yeah. I was like, don't ask me what happened because obviously I don't know. Your assumption is that we cheated, but I'm telling you, we didn't. So how will I have an explanation for this other than it just happened if I seriously don't know how it happened?
Did you ask them to check the other answers? If they were exactly the same, then maybe. But like, if they were, if there were some that were different, then...
Coincidence!
Well, exactly. That, no, that's what I said. I said, if you don't have any other evidence other than magkapareho kami ng binura at magkapareho kami ng tinalit, then that's all I have to say about it.
You know what? I wonder if classrooms now have CCTVs.
You know what? Probably not. Only because I'm thinking...
Is that illegal? No, because when you think about it, what if, diba? Parang it's the only way to prove whether somebody cheated or not. Pag in cases like that. Parang it would be nice to have like an actual footage to show everybody na, look, we didn't even glance at each other's papers. It
feeling
just so happened that we got the same answer.
Feeling ko lang they don't because, only because, I'm not sure, maybe they do. I'm just thinking, parang feeling ng mga teacher, ang dami-dami na namin gagawin. Papanood
you know what?
Namin yung footage ng
or
CCTV.
A good thing to do might be to only activate it during exams.
Yun pa.
During exams. Yeah. So yun after pa. They, I mean, of course you don't want to monitor the kids 24/7 or at least the whole time they're in school. That's a little
very
invasion
brother
of
na.
Privacy na yung dating eh. So, yeah, maybe only for exams just to avoid cheating.
Sabi
and
ni,
to avoid allegations of cheating.
Sabi ni Nate, yes, may CCTV sa high school namin. That's back in 2012. And Curl talaga to ha, Mark, says, sa preschools may CCTV. That I understand.
Hindi.
Kasi so that, you know, they're protected. Yeah.
Oo. Actually, may sense naman talaga. Yun nga, in case of like, any disciplinary issue. Parang at least you always have something to review. Like,
true.
Okay, who started the fight? Oh, you did. You threw the first punch. You're gonna get in more trouble than the other person. You know what I mean?
Saka so, mo ano, but when there are allegations of bullying, at least makikita mo sa
true.
CCTV. Yeah, well, yeah, they should. Pero can you imagine the data? Can you imagine
it's
how much
crazy.
Data? Yeah. That would be ano. Kasi that's the problem eh. Kunyari, finally, no, may nagsumbong. Tagal-tagal na niya akong binubully. Will the footage still be there? Kunyari,
I mean, usually bullies naman are consistent. They do it every single day.
Oh, that's true, though.
It's probably, they're gonna probably find something.
And the young bullies aren't going to know that there's a camera around, right?
Yeah. Or at least, actually, the fact na malaman ng mga estudyante that there are
na
cameras around,
CCTV.
Then they would not do anything horrible anymore, diba? Because they'd be scared of getting caught.
Well, at least not in the classroom.
Not in the classroom.
Well, you know that's at least one place of protection, di ba?
Oh, that's true.
That's why after school, kunwari, tatakbo sila sa...
Hindi, pasundo ka na lang para hindi ka na nila maabutan.
And the top, binabawi ang kilig, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
when your crush finally invites you out, but then you accidentally see your photo in your crush's phone, pero may label na target sacrifice for the Dark Lord.
Oh my Hello. God!
Okay.
Usually naman virgins yung sinasacrifice eh. Pag mga ganyan. So,
so safe ka.
I think y'all are safe.
I think we're all safe. Kulto pala, yeah, no?
Pero can you imagine? Like, holy crap. I don't know like how... Tapos ang hirap yung ano na, yung tipong nasa house ka na niya. Tapos yung like, you're like in the basement or something.
Oh
dito,
my God.
Dito tayo kasi, you know, I have this like really nice entertainment area.
Yung
no! May TV, tapos nasa basement ka. Tapos alam mo yung, naiwan lang yung phone niya sandali sa baba. May kukunin lang ako, just wait here, just stay here. Tapos nakasara yung pinto. Tapos you see your photo and the message. And then you're like, trying to open the door and it's locked.
But you know what? Judging from how like effed up some people are,
yeah,
I think some people would willingly do that for
naman
others. No, I'm not kidding.
No.
Like, I have a feeling some people will be like, so effed up na, you know what? Go.
Like,
do
let's
whatever
do
you
it
want with me. Oh,
oh. Oh my gosh.
No, there are.
It's not going. Yeah, it won't surprise me.
Hello.
I'm sure sa mga dark web may mga ganyang.
Didn't I tell you guys about Cannibal Cafe?
Yung parang you go there willingly.
Yes. The guy's like, I want to eat you. And the other guy's like, yeah, sure, come over. I'll come to your place and
which body part?
It started off there, actually. This is the whole Armin Mavis thing. It started there. They fried it together and they ate it together.
Oh, that's so nasty. No.
Okay. Okay.
No, but it did happen. It's like
some people are very sick.
The world is dark.
Dark web.
So there you go. One final batch. But we will be playing a couple of songs in the RX booth. But for the rest of you, we will be on Facebook Live.
Last call for your shoutouts and maybe your requests. Send them over at RX931 or use the Monster text line 0961-1367-931.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. We were just on Facebook Live and we were talking about possible prizes for the Wake Up Quiz.
Talking about sweets. Tapos, on Facebook Live.
Ang comment lang ni Krister, ang tanong, nagpapa Wake Up Quiz pa ba yung show na yan?
This week we'll do it, believe it or not. We're actually ready to do it.
We're
on
ready?
Thursday.
Grabe kayo.
That's when we'll do it. No, because we are trying to figure out when
we'll wake up on
squeeze
time.
Squeeze it in.
Yes.
And when we'll wake up on time. No, but
saka
yeah.
Iba na pangalan.
Ano na?
Quiz.
Woke up late quiz.
Woke up like this quiz.
Quiz na lang.
Quiz.
Ang title niya.
But yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it within the week for sure. And then, like we said na nga, na this time around, we're not gonna make you try to win 5 times. If you get it, you get it. You will win immediately. Like, if you get the perfect score, you'll win.
Why not?
So make sure to call us when we do it on Thursday, okay?
Ayan.
Yeah. Alam niyo na.
At least, alam niyo na. Thursday.
Thanking our topic sender, Jeds to the Max, for the topic, Binabawi ang Kilig. Let's start off at number 10 from Not Isidro, True Story. Yung sinabihan ako na isang churchmate ko na, uy, pumapayat ka ha, looking good. Tapos, maganda na sana, kilig na sana, sabay bawi ng, oy, pero hindi ko sinasabing pumupogi ka, ha? Pumapayat lang. Okay.
No, but sometimes that happens, di ba? When they get a little skinnier, it doesn't, ano?
Sometimes mukhang they age a little.
Because it droops, the skin droops a little from... That's what I was told. That's why it's important not to do those rush diets. You have to take it slow.
But you know, it's so difficult not to stop making comments about people's weight, appearance, etc.
Yes.
Like we preach about it all the time, but sometimes we're also guilty of telling, you know, friends that. And you know, sometimes I honestly have to police myself when I see someone who obviously lost weight or who obviously I don't know, changed something about their appearance. Like, you try to stop yourself from saying, oh my gosh, you look great because you lost so much weight. You don't want that because it might be a bad trigger for some people. So you know what, just leave it at, oh my god, you look great, period. You don't have to say anything
you
anymore.
Don't have to say why.
And if they don't look great, if medyo baligtad yung nangyari na they look, you know, not as good as they used to, just don't say anything.
Yeah. Actually, something as simple as ano, yung ang ganda mo today.
It's actually offensive. Do you mean I'm not pretty every day?
Yung parang, are you shocked? Because I usually look like garbage?
Exactly. Yung parang, so, you have to be mindful even when you're trying to compliment someone.
Because the compliment can be just a compliment. Yeah. Just say, hey, you look so good.
Instead of making it a backhanded compliment with a little shade on the side.
The term from senior year was positive neutral. Keep it positive neutral. Mm. Right?
Number 9 from Lord Camden. When your work mentor is super amazing, tapos niyo tulungan kanya talaga how to integrate fast with the company, pero biglang may mga ano siya, uncomfortable, touchy-feely moments.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's when you feel uncomfortable, that's...
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
But, yeah.
Kasi diba, merong ano talaga, meron yung touchy-feely na...
That's just how
that's
they
acceptable.
Are.
Acceptable. And usually it's like, I don't know, it's, you know...
Harmless.
Harmless. But it's also, you can't generalize. Kasi what's harmless for one person, let's say somebody who's very touchy-feely themselves. Baka sa kanila, it's okay. But then do the same level of touchy-feely with another person and maybe they don't feel.
Yeah.
At saka minsan, there's yung you accept it from somebody you're close to, but not to somebody you're not close to.
Yeah.
And if they do that to you, you're like, I don't remember being physically comfortable with you. You know, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, like, you know, for example, when you're out in the bars these days, I guess people are a little bit more touchy-feely around you because it's been a while since they were able to touch people. But yeah, try to avoid, like, doing anything that will make the person that you're touching feel uncomfortable or looking a little bit longer than you should, because it makes people a little uncomfortable.
True.
I think
you should also make it obvious that you're uncomfortable.
Yes.
If you're in that situation.
Just parang there's so, a way to do it naman na hindi ka nangaaway.
Hindi ka nangaaway. Yeah. I mean, you have every right to, I guess, if you feel like you're being violated. But at the same time, if you don't want it to escalate, just don't encourage it, and also not to blame you for being the recipient of that behavior. But either you call them out and say, you know what, I'm a little uncomfortable, so maybe you can stop.
Like,
or at least like do something, like move.
Like stand up and then
move to another spot na medyo malayo dun sa tao na making you feel uncomfortable.
Kasi kahit paano magigets na nila yun. Dapat.
Yes.
Like I have this friend, right, who apparently went to a gay bar, right? And he was in the gay bar and there was a girl there who was groping. Doing some groping that shouldn't have been done. And the girl is, you know, some straight girl who was at the bar. And she's like, pero straight ako. Wala naman akong ano, at bakla ka. And the guy's like, but still, it's weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what sexuality you are. You're still gonna make someone feel uncomfortable if they're not ready to be touched or they don't want to be touched that way.
And you know what makes it really complicated? Sometimes you're the one that's uncomfortable because of other people's actions, but you're the one who's more worried about how uncomfortable the situation will be if you call them out.
That's true.
It's like, why is this on me?
Yeah.
When I'm not the one doing anything, I'm actually the one that's that should be like upset. But then, you know, it's complicated.
It's complicated. Number 8 from Juice Blank, binabawi ang kilig when you discover that the love of your life is a sociopathic narcissist.
Amber Heard. Oh.
Oh.
No.
Yep.
You know, it's so weird talaga. The whole trial pala is happening where my family is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should ask my mom.
Like, stay outside.
Take photos.
Maybe you want to go to the courthouse or whatever.
But you know, if it's a sociopathic narcissist and that's what you're into, because in the end of the day, if that's your thing, edi go. Don't put them down just because that's their mental health problem. You get me? If it's not for you because they are like that and that is their mental health problem, then leave. But if you can deal with it and you love them enough to deal with that because that's how they are,
yeah,
try to help them. But realize that, yeah, that's how they are as people. If you want to stay, stay. But if you need to go, go.
And number 7 naman from Camilo, pinakita nga niya yung abs niya sa'yo, pero nakita mo rin na pwede nang taniman yung pusod niya dahil sa dami ng lupa.
Ew.
You know, I don't get it. I mean, I hear this all the time, but I have actually never seen
a dirty pusod. Yeah, me too.
It's so weird. Like, people talk about it a lot, and I'm like,
don't you clean your pusa? Is it more? I wonder if this is more common with Innies.
Oh, for sure.
More than Audis. Kasi,
for sure, Innies. Kasi hindi naman siya ma... Hindi siya ma... Diba? Hindi siya
or
matatrap
is it,
kung Audi ka. I'm thinking right. It's an innie problem. Pero nevertheless, like even the innies that I've encountered, parang...
Are you an innie or an Audi?
Innie.
Ako innie din.
Innie din ako.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I think that's the no, that's the regular. That's the more common.
Mm-hmm.
Pero... I don't even, like, look, this is by no means an invitation to send me photos. Pero, like, I have never seen, I don't even know how it looks like a dirty puso.
Yeah.
Gets, I just find it such a weird thing.
No, but like, diba, it does get into the folds.
No, I know.
So it's but not don't you super clean it dirty. Regularly?
But not to like, the point na, kunyari yung, I've never heard a friend, for example, say, grabe, ang hot niya, pero ang dumi ng puso. Di parang, never.
Yeah, it's one of those things that even as a child, you're taught to clean.
Yeah. Yes. So, I don't know. Anyway, number 6 from Wildfire, nakita mo na naka-buy one, take one promo yung rubber shoes na gusto mo. Yun pala, you buy the left. And guess what?
You get
also
the right.
Get the right.
Oh my God.
Wow. Genius. Number 5 from Genshin Impact, Nightmare. You were enjoying the best ever Christmas party in your office. And then the music dies and the boss takes the mic and announces, I am so honored to have worked with all of you in our company's farewell Christmas party.
Oh no!
What a nightmare! No.
The worst!
The worst!
The worst!
Like,
nightmare.
Alam mo yung parang pinag-enjoy muna kayo, yung pala, it's like the guillotine.
Parang
afterwards.
First slaughter na pala kayo after.
Na parang, and don't bother coming in on Monday because
oh my God.
We're closing already.
But would you rather that or just them texting you, hey, we're done?
Hello? Dapat may warning.
Hindi sa akin, announce it first
announce
and
it.
Then have a party.
And then have a party. I agree.
Para at least medyo bittersweet yung experience na.
Yeah.
Although you're enjoying it, you're also making the most out of it because you'll probably miss those people that
I
you've
been
be, working with.
And I would be worried for the people na, alam mo yung sobrang saya, tapos bigla mong bibreak ka ng ganun.
Totoo yun,
sobrang lungkot na news. Some people might not take it.
It's traumatic.
Yeah, as well as others. So.
Number 4 from Nero, sa Truth or Dare, na dare si crush na ikiss ka sa cheek. Siyempre, ikaw yung ano ka rin, no? Pabebe ka rin, no? Yeah, kayo ko nga. Tapos after ko niya halikon, parang take away all the humor in it, he just goes, yuck. Tapos parang hindi joke.
Nag-yuck si crush?
Nag-yuck
na
siya.
Oh no. Was it just a, like, was it a peck on the cheek?
On the cheek lang naman. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang like, yung ikaw yung yak mo pa bebe, yung yak niya parang seryoso.
Ay, eh baka parang ano, trying to mask it, nakilig din. Baka may kilig din siya. So yung the reaction was...
Oh, pwede rin. Pwede rin naman.
Yeah.
Ew.
Sana lang exaggerated. Kasi yun, may hope pa na napabebe.
Yeah.
Yung parang, yak, kadiri to. Kasi at least kung ganun, medyo alam mong, you know, pero pag yung parang with disgust, yung yuck. Parang ang sakit. Number 3 from Row Row You're Both. Yung sinundo ka sa bahay kasi pupunta kayo sa motor hotel. Tapos pagkatapos, binigyan ka na lang ng pantaxi pa uwi. Alam mo yung isa dahil before, pa may pa sundo-sundo pa. Pero paghatid na parang...
Bala ka na sa buhay mo.
Bala ka na sa buhay mo.
I got what I wanted.
But here's the money. You know, you can just take a
oh
taxi.
Oh my God!
Take a taxi.
Wow!
Or sige, kung medyo... It doesn't feel so... You know, you don't feel like a street walker. Like, I book you a Grab.
That's so bad.
That's so bad. Number 2 from Victoriano. Nirigaluhan ka ng iPhone 13 Pro Max. 512 gig. Kaso tawag ng tawag yung may-ari. Sali mo yung phone ka!
Naka-find my iPhone, tapos kumakapak na sa bahay
iPhone.
Mo the next day.
Oh my gosh.
And the top, binabawi ang kilig, comes from Chris.
Chris says,
you had the best time of your life on your first date with your crush until you got home and saw his tweet saying, walang spark, hoo-hoo.
Oh no, yung parang you weren't on the same page pala. You thought it was such a good time.
Yung ano ah, yung hindi ka tinag or hindi ka pinangalanan or hindi nagbigay ng context. Just that tweet. Walang spark. Hoo-hoo. Like minutes after you parted ways.
Oh man. And you know they're talking about your date.
And ikaw naman, tuwan-tuwa ka. You loved every moment of it.
Well, it happens,
that's
I guess.
That's so sad. That's so sad. But it does happen.
So what about us?
Binabawi ang kilig. Before that, good morning, Kamayi, who's watching us on Facebook Live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and also before that, happy birthday to Sir Butch Jimenez.
Yes,
happy birthday, Sir Butch.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
Ano pa bang
ano pa yung binabawi yung kilig?
So many I have one.
So many moments.
I know when the outer beauty doesn't match the inner beauty. Kasi like obviously we enjoy outer beauty all the time and we can enjoy it on its own. Pero like when you like dig deeper and then you're like, they're not good people. Diba? Parang there's a little bit of like killing. But it doesn't happen overnight yet. It's not something that you realize like immediately na uy, ang hot nitong taong to. Tapos yung pala na brandishes a knife or something. Hindi naman ganun kakaricature.
Yeah.
Pero alam mo yung minsan it's a slow realization na parang like hindi sila ganun ka-okay. And for me yun, parang medyo bawi kilig talaga yun. Because it's like wala lang. Diba? Yung parang it's a little bit disappointing.
Buti na yung crush mo, no? Maganda na yung outside. Maganda pa yung inside.
Oo. As in, maganda yung inside.
And when we say maganda yung inside, as in, ini-indulge ka
which
sa mga
one?
Kalokohan
mo. Uy, hindi. Grabe yung maka ini-indulge yung kalokohan. Grabe ka. Hindi, pero they're very...
warm and
accommodating. That's the word for it. Maboboy.
Would you like me to get still on the show?
Magaling pa
mag... Would you like me to dog-ok you?
Magaling pa mag-split. Oh,
would you
perfect.
Like a private lesson so I can teach you how to cook? Pinagalo.
Para halo-halo
merger.
Na.
Para isang
would
ano
you
na.
Like to teach you how to cook? And I'm drunk, I love you.
Would you like to be my fangirl?
Isang pasada na lang. Oh.
Be my fangirl.
Why not? Why
and
not?
Fly with me as a guardian of the galaxy.
binabawi ang kilig. I guess yung when you feel a spark and then you find out that they're either married or in a committed relationship. Oh, or when they flirt with you openly and then you realize parang you know, nothing's gonna come out of it unless, you know, you become a side piece. Like,
Right. Tsaka yung parang ano, yung parang hindi ka pa naman all out
into it.
Sinisinungalingan.
Yes.
Yung parang, hindi pa lang niya nasasabi sa'yo.
Yes.
Pero, obviously, merong interest kasi they flirted with you. Oh, that's true. That's bad trip yun. Ang luma naman itong si Japat. Sabi ni Japat, would you like me to teach you how to doggy?
Teach me how to doggy.
I'm luma.
Teach me how to doggy.
I don't know.
I guess yung sa akin talaga is yung... Di ba may date ako dati? That, was my type. Kumain kami ng dinner and then pumunta siya sa bahay and then biglang after a few minutes... The stench was just too much. Like it stuck to my furniture for days.
That bad.
Thankful horrible. Again to Listerine for sending me their, they sent me like 8 bottles of Listerine. Love you guys. Cause like, oh my gosh, it was unbearable. You don't know what to do. Cause they don't have body odor naman. It's more of the breath talaga eh.
So you didn't make out with this person?
I did.
I
pushed for it. Like, no. I mean, this was before it started to stick to the furniture. It was before that moment. And then I realized, teka muna. But it was just a one-time thing. And I'm like, nope, not gonna happen. This is after a few drinks, too. So, like, you can imagine how bad it was. Because, diba, after a few drinks, manhid ka na eh.
You don't notice na,
pero...
you could not not notice.
Noticeable.
Oh, God.
OMG.
No. Yun yung mga hihirita mo na, nakaka-boring, no? Halika, mumug tayo.
Halika, toothbrush tayo.
But there are times talaga where you're just like, have you ever done this before where you're like, we're about to sleep. Ano? Let's brush our teeth muna.
That's so... No, I've never done that.
Or, no, I've done... Hey, I have a spare toothbrush if you need one. Before we fall asleep. I've done that.
Halika, tulog na tayo. Pwede ko bunutin lahat ng bulok mong ipin.
Pwede tayo prophylaxis habang nakahiga tayo.
Pwede ka, bahay kung dentista ka, no? Tara, prophylaxis tayo. Nabobore ako.
Can you imagine?
You know what? If this...
That would be cool if you were a dentist.
Sabi ni ano, ZJ, it's true. Sometimes smell feels like home too. That is true. If you have, for example, a partner that has a smell that you can't stand, after a few years of being with this person, you don't smell it anymore because you're so used to it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you start to fall for that smell.
No. Parang no.
I don't know about that.
Diba you had that story before, Chico?
Parang no.
Of what? That, was that you?
Probably not.
No, not you, but you had a friend that was dating some really...
No, they didn't get used to it. They broke up.
They broke up.
Specifically because of that. Like, yeah. The hottest person you can ever imagine. Pero like, yun, ganun din yung parang sasabi ni Marky na, according to her, the towel smelled like... The partner.
But what was the, what was the solution?
Apparently nothing. Because she broke up with him. A breakup yeah. is the solution.
No, but like...
Like, hindi mo daw talaga kakayanin.
Not the solution, but I mean, how did she break up with him? Was it like, was there a reason? Was there another reason used?
No.
Or was it really I cannot stand your smell?
No, I don't know. She probably didn't tell him that it was about the smell. But for sure...
It's not you, it's me.
On her part, it was the smell. Like, literally, she cannot imagine living with somebody who smelled like that for the rest of her life.
Maganda yung tanong ni John Sinai. Chico, if isa dun sa mga crushes mo mabaho, kaya mo ba?
And, alam mo, in theory, yes. Pero in reality, no. I'm so sensitive to smell. Like, feeling ko yung lansa, parang ganon. Yung, no matter how yummy the food is, pag merong hint of lansa, same thing with smell, like, sobra kong daling madual. If
how about,
something really horrible.
How about the musky scent? Are you okay with that?
Alam mo, musky ano pang sabihin mo. Kung mas, hindi siya nakakatuwa.
Mas okay pa rin yung mabango eh.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Tsaka, does it have to be mabango, ha? Like, I get what you're saying, eh. Like, for example, kahit kunyari dogs, di ba? Yung, sometimes there's a smell of your dogs that, it's not mabango, but you love it.
Their natural
because
smell.
It's their natural smell. I'm okay with that. I'm talking about something that goes beyond the regular smell.
Yeah.
Yun, pag odor na siya, yun, medyo no. Medyo, I really
if
can't.
It makes you make a face.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I think that's enough to...
Uh-oh, yes.
Yeah, to shut whatever down.
But I get it. There are smells that are not technically mabango, but you like it. It's attractive. Yeah. I get that.
Iba yung repulsive, eh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's different.
Definitely agree.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There you go.
Thanks for joining us.
What a way to end our Monday.
This fine Monday.
Body odor.
Brush your teeth. Use deodorant.
Take
the
a
right
shower.
One. Take a shower.
We'll leave you with something from Saweetie featuring her. This one's called Closer. Stick around. Nikki is up next right here on Monster RX 93.1. Talk to you guys again tomorrow. Bye!
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush. 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.